It is Morning Edition from 89.5 KWGS. This morning, the impact of divorce on Oklahoma children and we taxpayers. Lawmakers and witnesses file into meeting room 419C at the state capitol. They are there for a special interim committee investigation into Oklahoma's high divorce rate.
So when we look at this as legislators, I think we need to consider what the best option is for Oklahoma's children and the impact financially to our taxpayers from the cost of these broken families.
That is Norman State Senator Rob Standridge. He is not talking about divorce in domestic abuse situations. Part of the problem may be our no-fault society. Divorce is easy, and it no longer carries a social stigma. Tim Tarbono is the head of the Oklahoma Family Policy Institute. He says part of the problem is our culture, and he showed the committee an example.
One of the concerns we have in Oklahoma is this kind of advertisement. This sign was seen on a street corner in northwest Oklahoma City. A no-fault divorce or an uncontested divorce, no children, $150, with children, $250. So again, they're only giving $100 value to having a family and having children.
Is premarital counseling the answer? Well, not always, says Cindy Cox with the Oklahoma Marriage Initiative. Often engaged couples sell effortlessly to the altar. The problem comes later when in marriage, life tosses a crisis.
While these efforts can and do reduce divorce by giving couples the tools they need to navigate inevitable conflict, we have thus far not created content specific to the needs of couples in crisis. Now, over the past year, we have engaged in numerous discussions with legislators and program experts, both here in Oklahoma and those who've done great work nationally, about the need for a divorce education and intervention strategy here in Oklahoma.
But why would someone's divorce be a burden on Oklahoma taxpayers? Well, research shows it's an issue when children are involved. Nicole Wareheim is an author and professor at Oklahoma City University. She has researched the issue.
A lot of people want to associate cohabitating as equivalent to marriage, and what we find is that in terms of health insurance, cohabitating is a lot more similar to those parents who are romantically involved but not necessarily living together. Children with cohabitating parents are 7 times more likely to have no insurance and almost 4 times more likely to have Medicaid compared with children of married couples. Cohabitating and romantically involved and not romantically involved biological parents are less likely to have a routine medical doctor. So the child health, basic physical health, is not being met. Children of divorced couples are at an 11 times more likely to not have a routine doctor.
There's also the absence of the father figure. Kids are more likely to get in trouble. Senator Standridge has researched the costs.
We've seen some studies talking about the cost to taxpayers of divorce. And a recent study showed that the cost to Oklahoma taxpayers on an annual basis is $430 million. So it's very significant.
The lawmakers will take yesterday's testimony and look for ways to help strengthen family bonds in Oklahoma. It is 7:39 now, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.